Yerushalmi Shvi'is corresponding to Bavli Chulin, Daf Chav Hei. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches from a base. It's 15 lines up from the foot of the page with the words Hoiri Rabbi Mana. Hoiri Rabbi Mana, Arustai Shari, Kitritoin Shari, Mukinten Shari, Darminan Shari, Itrutirun Asa, Dyumdin Asa. The Mana says that the rule is that roses are usually marinated in oil, may be marinated. The Gemara lists different types of roses, some that are usually marinated and some that are not. Arustai, Kitriton, Mukinton, and Darminan are permitted, and Itratiron and Yumdin are prohibited. Siparai Sharin Rabbi Imi, Mahu Lachtan Berchuchin, it should say. The Gemara asked, the people said of Sipori asked Rabbi Imi if they may store their Shvi'is produce inside Chuchim, which is thorns that are used as animal fodder, in order to preserve their moistness. The Chuchim have the sanctity of Shvi'is and would become ruined as a result of this. Amalain, Asun Amrin B'Shem Rabbi Chanina, Alai, Kukasaya, Shari. The Imi says that the student said in the name of Rabbi Chanina that Kukasaya, which is Chatsia, a type of hay that's also used as animal fodder, is permitted to use to store produce. Am Rabbi Yosha La'avda. Rabbi Yosha says that this law said in the name of Rabbi Chanina may be relied upon as the halacha. Am Rabbi Yosha, Ein lecha miyuchad lebehema, ela chatsir bilvad, Rosh Lokra lechaton, muta lechaton boy. Rabbi Yosha says that chatsir is especially used for animal fodder, and nevertheless, if it was bought for storing produce, then it will be permitted. Matani chatsir v'chol sha yirokoi shelokran lechaton boy muta lechaton bohen chishv aleim lechol adam asalatan bohen. We have a support from a Braisa. Chatsir and all other vegetables that he bought for storing, he may store with them. If he decides to use them as animal food, as human food, he may not store with them. Tani bar kapara muta lechaton v'asa bohen lelus, it should say mehen lama shiyesh aleim kedusha shvi'is. We have a Baisa Bakapar is permitted to store, but prohibited to use them to pay back a loan, as they have the sanctity of Shri'is. And some of us should understand it's forbidden to pour hot water on them, this wording over here, Lalus. And the Vilna Gaon replaces the word Lelavois to use for a loan as Lishchois, which is to squeeze them. The Gemara asks, does animal fodder not have the sanctity of Shri'is that you say later in the 8th Perek that one may use them in preparing a Melugma bandage for a person? Rabbi Yossi says the Mishnah teaches that one may squeeze them and make medicines even though they have a Kedusha of Shvi'is, but it doesn't show that one may use them to pay back a loan. Taman taninan lulavei zoradin v'shel adel v'alei luf shoyte ein metamin to mesoichlin ad sheyamtiku lama shehen ma'oin. The Mishnah in Maseches Uksan says that, and in our Mishnah taught, the leaves of the wild luf have the sanctity of Shvi'is, but over there it says that shoots of the sword bush, the adel, which is similar to a radish, and leaves of the wild luf do not contract the tumor of food until they are sweetened through cooking. Why is this? Because they are bitter and not fit for human consumption. The tumor is in labin and marin. The Gemara asks, aren't lupine beans bitter, but they contract the tumor of food even before being sweetened? Shnihi tumasin sheikron sheikoi oichel adam. The answer is that lupine beans are different as they're primarily used for human consumption, whereas these other things are not usually eaten. We only need those cases with the shoots of the sawbush and the adel to teach that the sanctity of Shvi'is only comes when it's sweetened.
Didn't Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina say that endives are considered food to receive tumas oichlin in Shvi'is? And we learned that this was before Rabbi permitted bringing vegetables from Chutz La'aretz. But after that, Shvi'is is like all other years, that they always need to be designated in order to contract the tumah of food. If so, here also, they should only receive the sanctity of Shvi'is when the owner decides to eat them and then sweeten them for eating. The Matzina Dava Betchila, they should say, Ein Kedusha Shvi'is Chal Aleihem, Vesoif Kedusha Shvi'is Chala Alav. Do we ever find something that at the beginning does not have the sanctity of Shvi'is, but at the end it does? Hativun, Harei, Aseva, Ezoi, Vakunas, Shelakton, Laitzim, Ein Kedusha Shvi'is Chal Aleihem, Chishu Aleihem Laoichlin, Kedusha Shvi'is Chal Aleihem. The Gemara answers, yes, we do, as Sia, Ezoiv, and Kunas shoots, and these will be translated soon. If they were cut for firewood, they don't have the sanctity of Shvi'is, but if they decide to use them then as food, they have the sanctity of Shvi'is. Ami Bichananya, Shekain, Im Loktan, Lechatril, Loichlin, Kedusha Shvi'is, Chala, Aleihen, Miyad. And the Bichananya rejects, he says, no, if he would have cut them for eating, they would have immediately received the sanctity of Shvi'is. Hasia, Salti, Ezoiv, Izuva, Konis, Is, Karanis. Mao, Chalbathan, Beitze, Nitz, Chalav. Fear is savory, eziv is hyssop, and kunus is thyme. What's chalvet sin? It's the roots of the netz chalav. Amalei Rav Meir, machmani bedomin min ha'ikar shehashemen shel shviyas madlikin boy, mochu v'lokcho behen shemen ein madlikin boy. The Bais says that the Mishnah taught that Rav Meir said that biur must be done to their money before Shoshana. Chachamim replied to Rav Meir that if they don't require biur, certainly their money doesn't require it. And the Bais of Rav Meir said to them, I'm more stringent with their money as we find that shviyas oil may be kindled, but if it was sold and oil was bought with the money, it may not be kindled. Rabbi Imi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan hichlif shemen b'shemen shneim asurim. Rabbi Imi quoting Rabbi Yochanan says if he exchanged oil for oil, they are both prohibited. Kezalu oisel, so what should he do? Rabbi Chizkiah b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya machlif shneim shel chulin. Rabbi Chizkiah quoting Rabbi Yirmiya says that he should exchange both of them for chulin. Hichlif yain b'shemen k'madat ama yain ein sachin oisai u'dekavazo shemen ein malikin. Hichlif alim lulovin k'madat ama alin yesh lahem bio u'dekavazo lulovin yesh lahem bio. Hichlef oichle adam b'oichle behema, k'mada d'teima oichle adam ein oisim mahen melugma, v'tekavasa oichle behema ein oisim mahen melugma. So if a person exchanged shviyas wine for oil, just as you say that you may not anoint or light with shviyas wine, the same applies to the oil. If you exchange leaves that require bio for branches that don't, just as you say that the leaves require bio, this now also applies to the branches. And if he exchanged human food for animal food, just as the human food cannot be made into a melugma, the same would now apply to the animal food. V'hatanina Gemara asked, but didn't we find in the Baisa, Moichin oichle adam oichle behema, likach behem oichle adam, avaloi oichle behema, likach behem oichle behema, v'koshkin oichle adam, likach behem oichle behema. So the Baisa says one may sell human and animal food to buy human food, but not animal food. One may sell animal food to buy animal food, and certainly one may sell human food to buy animal food. And this seems to be a contradiction. Is it or is it not permitted to sell human food to buy animal food? The Gemara answers that the latter law is referring to leaves that were removed from the vegetables that are taken to the roof and then dried out there by themselves. They dried out by themselves there and become no longer fit for human consumption. Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem, Rabbi Shimon Yudzedek, b'yayin ad ha-pesach, b'shemen ad ha-tzeres, v'agoygris ad ha-purim. The Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Shimon Yudzedek, says that he may leave wine in his possession until Pesach of the eighth year, oil until Shavuos, and dried figs until Purim. Rabbi Beibai b'shem Chanina u'tamarim ad Hanukkah. Rabbi Beibai quoting Rabbi Chanina says, and the time for dates is until Hanukkah of the eighth year.